Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's off. It's off to book tour week. Tomorrow, book tours here in the Houston area. Again, you want any of the details on book tour stops in Houston, Salt Lake, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or Tampa, or to get your tickets ahead of time, which you should do. Go to jessekellybook.com. All the information is there. Did you hear what Joy-Ann Reid said? This frigging moron.
Florida is not the Florida that people used to think of as just like lots of oranges, beaches, and Disney. Florida is now the home to one of the largest concentrations of extremist groups in the country. It has now become a beachhead for racial extremism, Nazism, open Nazism, people marching in the streets, even in places like South Florida, places like...
All right, I've got a question. Now, I shouldn't even ask this question because I haven't thought about it, but I just have a question. Is Joy-Ann Reid the dumbest person in the history of television? No, you say no, Chris. Okay, who's dumber? Who's dumber than Joy-Ann Reid? No, I'm talking, we're not counting politicians. Oh my goodness, she wouldn't even crack the top 100. I mean, we're talking cable news hosts. Who's dumber than Joy-Ann Reid ever? Brian Stelter? No chance. Brian Stelter's got 10 times the IQ of that moron. Yeah, no, he does. Look. He doesn't have 10 times her testosterone, but he's got 10 times her IQ. You know what? We're moving on. Jesse. This one actually says, Sergeant Kelly, by boycotting businesses, aren't we helping commies destroy capitalism? Just wondering. What capitalism? Are we still under the impression that we are in a capitalist country? We're not in a capitalist country. I don't know what you call this gangster capitalism we have here, corporatism or whatever you want to call it. We're not in a capitalist country. The government and the financial sector have linked themselves. And now the financial sector, through all this ESG stuff, the financial sector controls all the rest of corporate America through intimidation. That's why they force all your favorite businesses and sports leagues to do Pride Night and crap like that. Is that capitalism? The government forcing LGBTQ policy and the financial giants who are tied in with the government making sure your favorite company, is that capitalism? It ain't capitalism. I don't know what it is, but it ain't capitalism. You see that piece of trash, that Jamie Raskin, you hear what this guy said?
If someone came to you in, you know, 2016 or 17 and said, I've got a great pharma investment for you with this great company called Purdue. It's producing 30%, 40%, 70%, 80% returns in the last couple quarters. Would you want to know that their business model was getting people addicted to drugs? It's not just that it's socially pernicious. Maybe you don't care about that. You say all you care about is the financial bottom line. But if you care about your financial bottom line, you're going to want to know if that company is going to go bankrupt because of its socially predatory practices. Same thing with, take the Massey Energy Company in West Virginia. Someone said to you, invest in Massey Energy. They're getting staggering profits in 2007, 2008, before the Upper Big Branch mine disaster, which took the lives of 29 workers. And someone said, well, why don't you consider the fact that they've got hundreds of mine safety violations and OSHA violations, And then someone says, well, no, you can't do that. You can't take into account the social factors or the environmental factors. Just look at the bottom line. That would be a ridiculous way to invest. But that's precisely what we're being invited to endorse today. Look only at the money and not include the ESG factors, which are just data.
Just data. That's obviously all a lie. Remember, the communist relies on lies. Not the stuff about the business wasn't necessarily lies, but that's obviously not at all what ESG is. And Raskin knows that very well. Raskin knows ESG is strong-arming your company to go away from oil and gas, which is insane. It's not just not profitable, it's insane and genocidal. He knows ESG is strong-arming your company to stop hiring white people. He knows all this. He knows all this. But again, communism thrives in deception. Writer of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, what's your favorite NFL team? I do not watch the NFL anymore because I got tired of hearing about how evil America was and how much white people suck and all the other stuff. I was a rabid New York Giants fan for the longest time. How rabid? At one point in time, remember when the Patriots went, they'd gone, been 18-0, they went undefeated, and then they were going to play the Giants in the Super Bowl. The wife and I, we were young and didn't have a lot of money, but we've been saving up. I think it was for 4 years, 3 or 4 years we had been saving. We had a special bank account we even opened. We had been saving because we wanted to go to Hawaii. We wanted to take a nice vacation to Hawaii. And it wasn't exactly going to be five-star resorts or anything like that, but it's going to be Hawaii. We're going to go to Hawaii. And I think we had $5,000 or $6,000 saved up, something like that. So that was going to get us there, get us hotel, 5-6 nights, let us eat a couple meals. And the Giants won the NFC Championship game. I still remember it like it was yesterday. The wife and I were in the Fox and the Hound. We were in Tucson, Arizona, and I don't know if this is a national chain, but there was a Fox and the Hound sports bar, and I believe it was a chain there. I think there were more than one. We were in the Fox and the Hound sports bar. We were in our New York Giants jerseys because she watched the New York Giants with me. And the Giants beat, if I remember right, it was the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game. And we stood up and screamed and cheered and yelled. And it was right then and there we looked at each other and said, we have to go, because the Super Bowl was up in Glendale, Phoenix, basically. It was 2 hours away from Tucson. We have to go. Let's spend our vacation fund. It was one of those things. Screw Hawaii. We're going. And we spent every dime we had saved on the vacation fund on 2 Super Bowl tickets. And we went up and watched the New York Giants win the most miraculous Super Bowl ever over the New England Patriots. It was that crazy helmet catch game. Chris, do you watch football at all? Do you know what I'm talking about? You're such a dork. Anyway, there was that crazy game. And my firstborn son, James, his baby room, this is how much of a saint my wife is, she allowed, in fact, she encouraged, it was a New York Giants baby room. She and I painted the walls New York Giants colors. His big rug in the room was a New York Giants field. That was the rug. He was in New York Giants onesies. It was all New York Giants out. And that's how much, there was a time in my life where I could name for you all 53 men who dressed on the New York Giants roster that day, starters and backups. I could name them all for you. That's how big of a fan I was. I haven't watched an NFL game in 3 or 4 years. I love my country more than I love my football. You crap on my country, won't come out for the anthem. America's racist, America's this and that. Just because some drug-riddled piece of crap dies in Minneapolis, you can all go screw yourselves. New York Giants included. Bunch of whiny, ungrateful babies luxuriating in this country and acting like it's a terrible place. It still steams me to no end. And it steams me because I miss it. I miss Sundays. It's not that I don't have Sundays. We have great Sundays. I miss, even occasionally, even if it's not every Sunday, sitting back and watching a game. Maybe gathering around with my boys. Maybe I'll make some of my smoked queso, maybe some world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers, and kicking back and watching the game. And I'm so mad these communists took that from me. But screw them. I'm not coming back. My values align with conservative values, this guy says. Yet the GOP is beyond weak and incompetent on how they represent my values. I'm headstrong. They're weak. Which leads to my question. With the Senate having left majority, Do any of these investigations into Biden even matter? Yes, but not because of the GOP. The investigations into Biden do matter because I believe, and again, this is a theory of mine, I believe they want him gone because he's so unpopular and he can't talk. I believe they think Gavin Newsom is a star, and I'm very concerned that they are correct in him being a star. I think they want Joe Biden gone. So I think the GOP is going to be allowed to make some headway with all these Biden investigations, the Biden bribery documents. You know, I've told you this for the longest time. I think they're going to allow this Hunter Biden stuff. I think they're going to allow it to move forward so they have leverage against Joe Biden. And there's another part of this. It makes what they're doing to Trump look less partisan. Hey, hey, we busted both of them. See that? Both of them are gone. Where really they want Biden, the cadaver, gone anyway. But it's a great way. The communist is very smart at giving people sacrificial lambs when they need them. Stalin did this all the time. Hey, you go to this area and you kill 50,000 people. And the guy goes and does it. And Stalin says, whoa, you killed all those people? You're getting put on trial. How could you? And he'd take him out and shoot him in the back of the head. The communist knows the public needs scapegoats to calm it down. I think Joe Biden will be that scapegoat. Now, crazy times mean we have to prepare, do we not? We have to have food. We have to have water. I hope you have a go bag of some kind, even if your wife makes fun of you the way mine does. I hope you practice with your weapon. Have you practiced with your weapon lately? And I know what you're probably saying, Jesse, I don't have the money. Ammo's expensive. Jesse, I don't have the time. I got to drive to the range. Gas is expensive. Range fees. Why don't you just get a Mantis X? Father's Day is coming up. Why don't you get your father a Mantis X? Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home with feedback, real feedback in real time. You'll practice with family members and have fun. It turns into a competition, a shooting competition with drills. It's healthy fun. Hard to find healthy fun out there, right? And you might just find yourself fast and deadly when you're done with it. Give dad the gift of a Mantis X. Give yourself the gift of a Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get right back to him because there's a big old fat stack here that I haven't gotten to yet. Jesse, why are the Democrats so successful against Trump and Republicans only have minimal success against Biden? Well, let's set aside the normal answer and the very appropriate answer that the communists are committed and believe in what they believe in. And our politicians, I know you believe, our politicians do not. They just kind of want to be there and pretend like they believe during election season. But then they just want to kind of go along with everything. They don't want to rock the boat. But that's a little bit too simplistic. It's not really a fair comparison. And this is what I mean. Picture this. I want you to picture this. You and I, we have a fight. We're going to fight. We're going to get in a boxing match. You and I are going to box. We're going to get in a box. We're going to get in a ring and we're going to box 5 years from now. And I spend the next 5 years doing absolutely nothing to prepare. I'm just eating pizzas and my smoked queso, and I'm sitting around reading the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which you can buy at jessekellybook.com, and I never work out. I never even walk up the stairs. I don't do anything. I'm just a flabby, pathetic mess. You spend 5 years training hard with a professional trainer. You're in the gym every day, training, sparring, training, sparring, training, sparring, getting fast and deadly with your hands. And then we meet and you beat the crap out of me, which you would. I'm out there even, I'm trying. I get in there and I'm trying. I'm throwing punches, but I can't even hit you because you're just so used to playing defense. You're popping me with every jab. You just keep knocking me off my feet. It's a disaster. I get beat up. Now, did I not try? Is it because I wasn't trying? No, it's because I didn't prepare. I didn't do anything to prepare. We have to give ourselves some grace. And even though this is hard to think about, we have to give ourselves some grace in this as we watch the system completely finish off Trump. And as we watch them move forward to finish off the next guy, which they will, and the next guy, as we watch the system grow truly, truly evil. They have been preparing for this for years while we have not been. We have not been. I am going to do something that I absolutely should not do, but I'm going to do it live on the air. It's completely unprofessional, but it's actually going to help sell books. So I'll do it anyway because I really don't care. It's on page 26 is the beginning of the university chapter. Give me a second here. University system. Bear with me a second. I'm looking for something, a specific piece of information. Chris, this is very, very unprofessional what I'm doing on the air. And if either you or Chris or Michael get your own show, I want you to promise me you will never, ever conduct yourself in the way that I currently am. So let's, what's that, Chris? You might write a book. You never know. You never know you might write a book. Okay, so why? How have they been preparing? Well, here's one of the many, many examples I could give you. The majors, meaning let's go to psychiatry, the field of psychiatry. Okay, our psychiatrists, the psychiatrists are the most underrated evil people with the child tranny movement. What do I mean? I mean that we're more than happy to blast away, and I mean blast away at doctors who do these things to kids. We're more than happy to blast away at parents who take their kids to the doctor and have them chop off parts of their body. We're more than happy to do all these things, are we not? But here's what we don't realize. We don't realize that the middleman in all this is the psychiatrist. They begin with a psychiatrist. But why do we have a bunch of psychiatrists in this country who are going to tell a teenage boy or a teenage girl they should chop off parts of their body? Oh, good. I'm glad you asked. Allow me to read for you something from the Anti-Communist Manifesto. In psychology, the ratio, this is of Democrat to Republican, is 17.4 to 1. 17.4 to 1. Every year, a bunch of shrinks, psychiatrists and psychologists graduating college, and we are outnumbered 17 to 1. Let's go to law, because that's probably what we're talking about here. Why can they do this to Trump, and we can't do it to Biden? Where are our judges? Where are our lawyers? I'm glad you asked. Would you like to know how outnumbered we are in the field of law? In law, this is from the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. In law, Democrats outnumber Republicans 8 to 1. Would you like to hear how outnumbered we are in the fields of journalism? Maybe the most damaging stat there is. Would you like to know how outnumbered we are in the field of history? Why do we have so many people in this country who hate America? Would you like to know how outnumbered we are? Good. You'll have to go to jessekellybook.com and buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto, but all that information is in there. Nevertheless, you understand the point I just made. They've spent decades churning out reinforcements into these various industries, most definitely including the field of law. And now we look around one day and Joe Biden's going to get off scot-free and Donald Trump's potentially going to go to prison. And we look around and say, why are we not doing that? What can we do? Well, we sat around for years while they were training. They were in the gym. They were hitting the heavy bag. They were sparring. We were doing the, well, we can live and let live. Let's not boycott. That's not who we are. Hey, guys, I don't feel comfortable telling someone else what to do. Well, now we are where we are, right? All right. Let's talk to you about putting your money where your morals are. Speaking of boycotts, you know you should be boycotting Verizon because of what they do, right? You should be boycotting AT&T. You should be boycotting T-Mobile. These are things we should never spend our money with these companies. But I'm not stupid. I know that you need a cell phone. I need a cell phone. It's a cell phone era. We all have them all the time. What do you do? Well, you just get a PureTalk phone, man. Same 5G network. You save a fortune. You don't have to give up quality of a phone. You can keep the phone you have. Or they have great discounts on new phones. Why wouldn't you switch? These people share your values. Their CEO fought for this country. their customer service, they're Americans. That's how much they love this country. All you have to do is take 10 minutes on your phone right now. 10 minutes. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Today's the day. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Rolling along here, rolling along, trying to get to as many of these as I can. I know I've been a little lax, but with the Trump indictment stuff and the craziness and look, I have every excuse in the world. I'm busy selling books, okay? I don't have time to do radio when I'm out here selling books. Quit. Hi, Jesse. Love the show. Just wondering how the communists got control of all the news networks. One, I went over the fields of study just a second ago in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, but two, you should understand that the Soviets attacked journalism right away. When they got here, communism started coming into America in the early 1900s, and they knew that what they wanted was the exact opposite of what America wanted and the exact opposite of what America stood for. So they knew they had to really, really focus on two professions right off the bat. They had to get journalism involved, and they had to get teachers involved. The teachers allow them to go for the kids. The journalism allows them to spread their rancid filth and present it as news. This is what they do all the time. The field of journalism, it was infiltrated almost immediately by communists. That's how. So again, I know that probably doesn't make you feel better, but you should know it's not an accident that the media is now a hostile force, a danger to the United States of America. That was attacked and done on purpose. Think how many people today in this country, you want an indictment of the media? Think how many people today live in the United States of America believe Donald Trump colluded with Russia. We know that's not true now. That's a fact. It's not true. We know that. Half this country believes that. How many people today believe that their COVID, quote, vaccine protects their friends and loved ones? Well, that's a fact. It does not. The vaccine does nothing to slow or stop the spread. Therefore, whether you get it or don't get it, it's all about you and whatever you think is best for your health. It means nothing for grandma, grandpa, coworkers, kids, nothing. It means nothing. Half this country believes it does. We have a despicable media because they went after the media first. It was the Soviets at first, but now that the Soviets are gone, and they've been gone for a long time, they had ingrained it. By the time the Soviets were gone, by the time they had left, they had so ingrained their poisonous religion into this country that now Americans do it to other Americans. Remember that Yuri Bezmenov clip we play all the time. 99% of American communists don't actually know they're communists. They consider themselves leftists or progressives or liberals or Democrats. They actually don't realize they're communists. And maybe their professor didn't know he was a communist, and maybe his professor didn't know he was a communist, but his professor before him very much did. Now Americans teach each other communism. It's just what they do. Hello, tall, handsome, psychic, conservative guru. I own a small business in New York. Most of my clients pay by credit cards or check, but I do get some cash now and then. Recently, I went to the bank to deposit some checks and $250 in cash. I was required to show a photo ID because I was depositing cash. When I asked why that was necessary, I was told it was for security purposes. When I pressed the teller further, she simply said, "It's bank policy. Even if you deposited one penny, we would need to see your ID." Why do you think this is happening? It's not as if I'm routinely depositing or withdrawing large amounts of cash. Her name is Marcia. Well, there are a couple different ways you can look at this. One, they always go with the law enforcement angle when it comes to tracking large deposits of cash. They'll always tell you, well, we're trying to figure out if you're a drug dealer. You walk in with $15,000 in cash. That's obviously from drugs. But now we know that our system is truly, truly evil. And now we know it's about control. They have started floating the idea of a digital currency hard now. I don't even know if you can count it as still floating. Now they're just flat out putting out the idea of a digital currency. Why do you think they want a digital currency? Why do you think they dislike and discourage cash so much? Because they can't track it. They can't track cash. Digital currency allows them to track and control everything. Every single thing these people do, everything. It's about tracking. It's about control. That's part of the reason they focus so much on the whole global warming.
We are not going to be able to deal with the global warming, which is a consequential, single, most consequential threat to humanity if we don't do it.
He sounds like he's dug into it a lot. Why do you think that is? Now, the climate change nutters, yes, they're going to kill billions. But the real benefit for the communist is if once I determine your poison, once I determine that you are carbon, what you breathe out is carbon, then don't I have justification to do anything I want with you, to track you as much as I want? If you yourself become harmful just by being alive, well, then I can control everything. Why do you think these smart thermostats in places are already being adjusted for you? Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's such a push for the smart thermostats out there? No. Just hook your thermostat up to the Wi-Fi. Hook it up to the internet system. Oh, did your AC get turned up and you can't turn it back down? Sorry about that. Everything is about control. Absolutely everything.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
That was quite a segue there. Jesse, BlackRock, Vanguard, etc. are only interested in making more money. Do you think they forced companies to go woke so they could short these companies' stock before they went woke and then buy more stock? Regards, he says I can use his name as Earl. Earl, you're wrong, but understandably wrong. Let me explain. You said all they care about is making more money. That is not necessarily the case. In fact, it would be better if that was all they cared about. You've heard of Nero, right? And Caligula. You've heard of the horrible Roman emperors and the things they would do. Do you know that Caligula, and don't worry, this is going to be family friendly, even though it's Caligula. Do you know that Caligula would routinely invite senators and their wives to come dine with him in his home? And it's Caligula. Believe me, he wasn't asking. So you're going to have to show up. You get an invitation. You're a very, very powerful person. Remember, a senator in Rome was a very powerful person. So as a senator, you are told, show up. You're going to have dinner with me. Bring your wife along. Caligula, because he's just the most evil, horrible person in the world, Caligula would take their wives while they're sitting at the dinner table and take her in the room right next door, no soundproof walls, and you just use your imagination, it's a family-friendly show, but would make sure he would do this within earshot of the senator, completely humiliating him. Now, why? He doesn't make any money from that. What does he get out of that? People who are majorly wealthy, people love, they absolutely love not to have power. They already have power. They love to use power. Power in the hands of an evil man is something that is to be used. Why do these majorly rich guys, why do they do these things that look bad on the bottom line? Because it's powerful. Because think how powerful you must feel at BlackRock when you can walk into a major corporation like Anheuser-Busch. Think how powerful you are at BlackRock when you can walk into Anheuser-Busch and say, hey, you need to get some lesbians on your staff. Make sure they're on your corporate board tomorrow. Thanks. How powerful are you if you're Vanguard and you walk into ExxonMobil and you say, I don't like this corporate board. I've got some climate change hippies. They need to get on your corporate board now. Do it. That's power. All right? It'll take strength to fight against it. Gonna take chalk to fight against it. Gonna take testosterone to fight against that kind of power. CHOQ.com. I'm not gonna tell you about male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks right now. You already know how incredible that male vitality stack is. I've been on it for a year. I want you to think about something that's bothering you, something you want improved upon within your body. And I want you to go to chalk.com, CHOQ.com, and I want you to see what they have there. Enough pills, enough big pharma, enough putting poison in our bodies. Let us resolve to do natural herbal solutions. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription to something you find on chalk.com tonight and give it 90 days. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse is what gives you 35% off. Go now. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. One more segment of a Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's off. It's off. Well, I mean, I'm not off. I guess I'll be back on Monday, but I'll be traveling. A rambling man, if you will. What, Chris? You wouldn't know what it's like. Me and the Allman Brothers were rambling men, Chris. Me and Leonard Skinner were free birds. Sometimes we just have to spread our wings and fly on book tours. I'll be in Houston tomorrow for the book tour, and then Salt Lake on Monday, and then Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Wednesday, and Tampa in Florida on Thursday. It's just part of the life of a traveling celebrity, really. I don't even like to consider consider myself an author. I really like to think of myself more of a superstar, really. Really, basically a superstar. Netanyahu says strike on Iran's nuclear facilities is an option. Chris, are you guys going to attack Iran? Yeah, I know you are. I knew you were. You do all the time. Did you hear about that thing? Oh, it was the coolest thing ever. I need to get BK on. Maybe next week, although I don't think we can do that when I'm out of town. Chris, can we have guests when I'm out of town? Are you asking? Or are you telling? It doesn't do any good to say yes. All right, well, whatever. If we can, I'll do it next week. If not, I'll do it the week after. Remember when the Israelis assassinated that guy? I think he was Iranian that's right, Chris, allegedly, with a remote control machine gun. It was a machine gun that the dude was driving. And if I remember right, they did something like in the movies to stop his car. And then a machine gun pops out of somewhere and starts mowing him down. Gosh, that's so freaking cool. You know what else is cool? Your dog not dying. I'm a big fan of what, Chris? I don't like it when dogs die. I've had to bury too many dogs with my dad in the backyard and a shovel in my hand, digging a hole in the ground, burying the dog, crying, freaking sucks. And that the day comes for all of us. I would like to push that day off for Fred as long as humanly possible, because I'll be fine, of course. Not going to bother me, but the wife and kids will be upset. Not going to bother me. I'll be fine. It's not like I'm going to be a freaking mess. Certainly won't have to take the day off of work or anything like that. Big fluffy idiot. Anyway, Rough Greens will keep Fred happy and healthy for longer and alive for longer. So as his last few years, these extended years, he won't be hobbling around, banged up. It's good for his digestive system, good for his coat, good for everything, his joints, everything, because you're giving him nutrition. Aren't you helped by nutrition? Start giving your dog Rough Greens. Pour it on his food every day. His food is garbage. There's no health in it. But there's health in Rough Greens, all natural supplement. Pour it on your dog's food. All you pay for is the shipping on the first bag. It's a Jumpstart trial bag. Try it. You will see a difference in your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Chris, I sent you the Jack Smith audio from earlier today. I meant to get that. Jack Smith is that special counsel. The special counsel who's bringing this indictment against Trump. He's going to be bringing the next indictment against Trump. And here's what he had to say today. Chris, you deleted it? How did you delete the... Oh, it was deleted? I guess, you know what? Guess what? Jack Smith said some crazy stuff today. You're not going to believe it whenever you end up hearing it. Oh, forget it.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Dear Face for Symmetrical Radio, do you think... I can't believe it got deleted. That's hilarious. After all that setup, do you think the push to put all modes of transportation and even household appliances to electricity is a move to put us on the smart grid where the government will consolidate power to socialize the electric grid and enslave humanity? Yes, of course. Obviously. They're going to control everything. Where you drive, where you live, where you spend, where you... Every single thing that is hooked up to the grid will eventually be controlled by monsters who believe in controlling you and using power. Jesse, until you get off your beep and start going after Barack Obama and the corruption, you are worthless to me, and so is your radio show. I don't know if you're scared or if you're told not to go after Barack Obama, but he's the reason behind all of this beep that's going down, and if you don't want to talk about that, then why the beep are you on the radio? Guy doesn't listen to the show very much, does he? Or I think this happens. I think sometimes, and this is kind of cool, I think crazy people listen to the show. You have to imagine when the show's on across the country, there are going to be some crazy people. We rant on Barack Obama all the time, but this dude's just sitting there off his meds thinking, man, if he doesn't talk about Obama, he probably works for him. Dear middle-aged Oracle. You know, that's not very nice. By the time you're potentially reading this question, I will be freshly graduated from my first colonoscopy. Oh, I'm 45 years old. At 41, you're staring down this inevitable Sodom and Gomorrah invasion. One, how is angry Jesse going to handle not eating for 24 hours for prep? Will you need to be isolated from all other human beings? Chris, I'm going to have to take the day off the air. There's no way. There's no way. You know what? No. No, you can't have sugar water, Chris. It messes you up. You can't have anything, I don't think, but water. Nothing. You know what we'll do? We'll do a colonoscopy special. No, hear me out. No, hear me out. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We might have to end up beeping some things, but I'll do the show, but we'll warn everyone for a week ahead of time. There probably won't be any laughs. It'll just be angry Jesse yelling and screaming. You guys are just worried that I'm going to yell at you. And that's not true at all. No, no, that's not true at all. You don't want to be around me if I've gone 5 or 6 hours without eating. Yo, I couldn't imagine 24. At this day and age, 24 hours, I might kill someone. What, Michael? You know, that might not be a bad idea, actually. Michael just suggested something that you should really not do at all. But in that situation, maybe it would be smart. Maybe I should smoke. Maybe I should take up smoking. But does smoking help? How does smoking help the fact that I'm starving, Michael? Doesn't that make it worse? Nicotine suppresses appetite? Okay. I'm going to start smoking then. I think I'll start now. No, I'm kidding. Don't smoke, kids. Don't smoke. No. No smoking. Quit. Hello, Mr. Good-looking. I like her already. I caved this week and watched Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean. Always loved those movies. Consider them pre-woke. Is it possible to support our cause by watching, buying specific things they once did right, like guiding them back to their roots? You can if you want. That's not my thing. I prefer to starve them of any and all money now and forever until they beg for mercy. even still, if you want to go that way, that's fine. It's a great movie. I will see you on the book tour. If not, I will be in studio, various studios next week. You, smile. Put your phone down. Have a good weekend, all right? That's all.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.